Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanao Bhunaktu Sahaviryan Karavavahai Tejasvinavati Tamastuma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So now with the fall of Bhishma, then, now a new commander-in-chief is required. Karna is now going to come on the battlefield. Duryodhana then discusses with Karna. Karna says, okay, then he thinks of everybody there, then Drona will be the best commander. They go to Drona, he agrees. But he says that, you know, he can offer battle to the Pandavas, but he says, and the armies, but he says, I will not be able to kill Dhrishtadyumna, because it's been said Dhrishtadyumna will kill me. So he won't be able to kill him. Not caring for the prophecy, Duryodhana arranged for the ceremony to install Drona as a commander. Duryodhana himself could ensure that Dhrishtadyumna was kept away from Duryodhana. In any event, it was hard to believe that the Panchala prince had the power to kill Drona. The two had already met on several occasions, and Drona had proved more powerful every time. Perhaps the so-called prophecy would prove to be nothing more than a rumor. When the investiture complete, the Kaurava troops set up a shout and played their instruments in unison. With his head still wet from the sacred waters used in the ritual, Drona remounted his chariot and led the army into battle. Duryodhana rode by Drona's side. As they proceeded towards the fight, Drona said, O great king, I am honored by this office of commander-in-chief. I wish to repay you in some way. Please tell me what you desire, and I will endeavor to accomplish it. Duryodhana thought for a moment and replied, O preceptor, if you would give me a boon, then capture Yudhishthir and bring him to me. Drona looked surprised. Fortunate is that eldest son of Kunti that you desire his capture and not his death. Surely it is wonderful that not even you can feel malice towards him. Why, O monarch, do you not wish to kill him? Would not his death end this conflict and bring you victory? Could it be that, rather than killing the Pandavas, you wish to reestablish brotherly feelings among you? You know, so he's having this doubt, you know, it's like, oh, so maybe... You know, all this war and that, and you've decided maybe, okay, maybe we should try to work things out. No, I want to be in charge, but, you know, we can work together. A sly grin played around Duryodhana's mouth. Yudhishthir's death, O teacher, would not bring me victory. If he were killed, Arjuna would be so angry that he would utterly annihilate us. I have come to accept that even the immortals cannot slay all five brothers. Thus I see Yudhishthir's capture as the means to secure my victory. With him under our control, the war will end. Again, challenging him to dice, I will send all five brothers back to the woods. Thus will my victory be established. Duryodhana gazed at the smiling Duryodhana for a moment. It was obvious he had experienced no change of heart. His mind was fixed. Right? So he thought, you know, he thought for a minute, oh, maybe this, and then, oh no, same old Duryodhana. Nothing changed. Still, Drona thought, he had a duty to perform. He took a deep breath. If the heroic Arjuna does not protect Yudhishthira, then you may consider him captured. But if Arjuna stands before him, I will not be able to carry it out. Not even Indra with all the celestials could overpower Arjuna and capture Yudhishthira before his eyes. I may be his preceptor, but he is far younger in years and has acquired weapons known only to the best of the gods. Right? So he even has more of these celestial weapons than Drona would have. You must somehow draw him away from Yudhishthira. Then I will strive to take the king captive. Duryodhana cheered Drona. Knowing that he was partial to the Pandavas, the Kaurava leader broadcast Drona's promise to all the other commanders. He wanted to ensure that Drona was held to his word, right? Because he knows he's partial. So you see, he could say it's good politic that he's doing everything to accomplish his goals. But he does so at the destruction of all relationships and everything. So all that will be, even if everything worked out, already he's lost Bhishma and they haven't won the war. So even if he wasn't killed, you know, who would be left? You know. But you know, see, Arjuna was worried about that, but not Drona. As the Kauravas heard of the plan, they shouted in joy. Surely victory would be theirs. Who could resist Drona? The news of Duryodhana's plan soon reached Yudhishthira, right? Because you have spies and you have things. People talk. You know, it's not that you can't hear. He called Arjuna to his side and said, O foremost of men, you must now ensure that you are never far from me in the fight. Drona will be looking for his chance. The moment you are gone, he will charge toward me like a lion seeking its prey. Clad from head to toe in his impenetrable armor, Arjuna stood before his elder brother. Lifting his Gandiva bow, he replied, I will not abandon you, O leader of men. Although I could never stand to see Drona killed, I will not allow him to take you captive as long as I live. The sky with all its stars may drop, the earth may shatter into fragments, but Drona will not capture you in my presence. Duryodhana's plan is futile. Rest assured, O king, I am always endeavoring to keep my vows. Do not be afraid, therefore, of Drona. Arjuna mounted his chariot and took his place at the head of the army, along with Drishtadyumna and Abhimanyu. Because if you have Drishtadyumna there, he's also the one to kill Drona. So then if you keep him in the front, and that then Arjuna can protect Yudhishthir and Drishtadyumna is the one to bring down Drona. As they led their forces into battle, a deafening roar filled the four quarters. Surrounded by his other brothers, Yudhishthir followed closely behind Arjuna, with the huge Panchala forces following him. Right, so you see, he's still, right, even though it's this, he's still at the lead of the army. Chapter 14, Yudhishthir will be captured. Again, the armies collided on the field of Kurukshetra for the 11th day of battle. Karna, coming fresh into the battle, carved a path of destruction through the Pandava forces. The Kaurava soldiers were delighted as they witnessed him causing havoc among their foes. Surely the Pandavas will soon flee. Here is Karna, capable of crushing the celestial armies. Means Bhishma is capable of that, not technically Karna. He's very good, but not necessarily that. Bhishma has treated Kunti's sons with tenderness, but Karna will not spare them. So they're looking at, you know, Bhishma's good, he may be the best, but he's dealing softly with the Pandavas. You know, their point is even if in the battle you couldn't kill them, even when he tried his best, he couldn't kill them, right? But they'll always take it, always just being soft. Because it doesn't matter. Prabhupada gives the example of when you have the rains. Because in previous, you know, if weather is going, pious people are pious in that. It rains at night, not during the day so much. And so, at least rainy season. So then, at night it would rain. And then in the morning, the farmer would go to the field. And however much it's rained, he'll always think it's not enough. So in the same way, it doesn't matter how much Bhishma, Drona, Creeper, anyone does, it will never be enough because Duryodhana hasn't realized his plan. So in his mind, the whole world is created just to fulfill his desires. So if they're not doing it, there's something wrong with them, not with his, you know, perspective. The din of battle resounded for miles, sending animals in distant forests bounding away in fear. Billowing clouds of dust like heaps of tawny silk rose up and obscured the sun. Weapons fell in thick showers on both armies, and the terrifying slaughter began once again. Drona charged headlong into the Pandava army. He fired thousands of razor-sharp arrows that tore apart the warriors who stood before him. The fighters fell like rows of cranes before a gale. Invoking celestial weapons, Drona destroyed his enemies as Indra destroys the Asuras. The Pandava army quaked before Drona as he ranged about like Yamaraj, holding his death-dealing staff. Yudhishthir, alarmed at the destruction of his forces, spoke to Drishtadyumna. Check Drona's onslaught. No time should be lost. With a roar, Drishtadyumna charged Drona, followed by Bhima, the twins Abhimanyu, and other warriors. They surrounded Drona and rained their arrows on his chariot. Drona's eyes rolled in anger. Working his bow with blinding speed, he repulsed his attackers like a storm blowing off clouds. He sent men and chariots reeling across the battlefield in all directions. Like one insane, he roamed the field, releasing fire-like weapons. Beholding Drona rushing upon them like an angered Yamaraj, the Pandava forces fled in confusion and terror. The terrific sound of Drona's bowstring was heard continuously, just as Bhishma had done before him. He slaughtered the Pandava soldiers. At the same time, other great heroes among the Kauravas engaged with their counterparts. Many furious one-to-one battles took place between the leading warriors of both armies. Drona, his mind fixed on the promise to Duryodhana, plowed relentlessly into the Pandava forces. Yudhishthira was stationed in their midst, protected by many Maharathas, who covered his chariot on all sides. Arjuna was close by, contending with a number of powerful chariot fighters who had been assigned the task of leading him away from his brother. As Drona burst through the ranks of soldiers in front of Yudhishthira, he was met by Kumara, a Panchala prince protecting Yudhishthira's chariot wheels. As Yudhishthira fired his long shafts at Drona, Kumara rushed towards him. The prince sent a volley of arrows at Drona that checked his progress. He pierced the Kuru preceptor with hundreds of shafts, laughing and roaring all the while. Not tolerating his attack, Drona regained his senses and fixed the broad-headed arrow onto his bow. Drawing it back to his ear, he fired it with deadly accuracy, severing Kumara's head from his body. Another Panchala prince, Simhasena, then struck Drona with 100 ferocious arrows, supported by his brother, Vyagradatta, who came at Drona screaming out his fearful battle cry. They both pierced Drona's arms and chest with their steel shafts. Unperturbed, Drona sent two razor-headed arrows in swift succession that cut off their heads. As those handsome heads, decked with golden earrings and helmets, dropped to the earth, Drona pressed towards Yudhishthira. Seeing him approach, the Pandava king, the Kaurava troops cried out, "Yudhishthira is captured," right? So that's where you get the title from, that he will be captured. Now they say, he's captured, it's already happened, right? Cries of distress went up from the Pandava army as Drona came ever closer to Yudhishthira. Hearing the shouts, however, Arjuna rushed towards Drona, mercilessly mowing down the warriors who stood in his way. All that could be seen of Arjuna or his chariot as he fought his way towards his brother was a constant spreading network of arrows. Above that shower flew Hanuman, roaring frightfully from the banner. Duryodhana ordered thousands of chariot fighters to charge Arjuna. Recklessly, they advanced towards him. The battlefield around Arjuna appeared to be one mass of arrows. Charging into the impenetrable wall of shafts, the Kauravas were cut down, their chariots smashed. Drona found it impossible to approach Yudhishthira. His supporting divisions could do nothing to help him. The inflamed Arjuna was destroying them. Those who were not killed turned and fled in fear. Because, right? You know, up to this point, you see that they're all going, they're fighting nicely, but you see when Bhishma was very angry, then, you know, his fighting was even more intense. And all of them, they all fight very nicely, but you see, now Arjuna is very annoyed. So then he's angry, and so Drona can't... He can't keep the forces rallied to keep his attack on Arjuna. As Arjuna created a fearful destruction among the Kaurava army, the sun touched the western horizon. Drona blew his conch to withdraw his troops. Gradually, the two armies disengaged and returned to their camps, praising each other's heroism. So then that now is the 11th day. So that would, you know, take the whole day. They go out and, you know, so many little fights, as I mentioned before, small ones are going on. Small meaning it may be great warriors, but it'll just be amongst themselves. But you see here is that there's an arrangement. You know, Drona is sending these people or the counterattacks and things like that. Then it becomes very big. So many people engaged in one battle. Drona was dejected as he took his place by Duryodhana's side in the tent. He had been helpless in the face of Arjuna's prowess. Shamed at his inability to contain his own disciple, he said to Duryodhana, "I told you already that when Arjuna is by Yudhishthira's side, I will not be able to capture him. You must contrive some means to take Arjuna from his brother." Right? Because when Arjuna wasn't there, because he was already engaged, but it wasn't so dangerous. He was not that far away, but he was battling others. Then Drona became gradually closer and closer to where he's right there, the people who are protecting his chariot. He's killing them. Then seeing that you know, that's very dangerous, then he comes in and then Drona can do nothing. "I will then snatch Yudhishthira even before the eyes of Drishtadyumna and all the other troops. I will either achieve this or slay at least one of the Pandavas' greatest fighters, whoever comes to Yudhishthira's aid. However, you need to ensure that Arjuna is busy elsewhere in the field. Hearing Drona speak, Susharma said, Arjuna has humiliated me many times. He bears malice towards my brothers and me. Remembering his antagonism, I can hardly sleep at night. Let us therefore undertake the task tomorrow of contending with him. With 50,000 chariot fighters who will not retreat behind us, we will challenge Arjuna to combat. Either he will lay prostrate on the field, or the earth will be relieved of the burden of my brothers and me and our entire army. Yeah, so you can see is that as Kshatriyas, it's that, you know, either we'll be successful or me and my whole army will be destroyed. But, you know, but the point is we're going to fight. Duryodhana praised Susharma, and a cheer went up from the other kings. With his four brothers, Susharma took an oath before the sacred fire that he would fight to the death with Arjuna the following day. After Brahmins had sanctified his promise with mantras and holy water, he stood up and exclaimed, if we do not slay Arjuna or become slain by him, let us attain the regions reserved those who kill Brahmins, for drunkards, for those who forsake one who has sought shelter, for those who have intercourse with another's wife, who are slayers of cattle, who abandon their own mother, or who are atheists. Right? So he's just saying, wherever they go, you know, which is the worst of the worst. Then, you know, if we don't keep our promise, then we should also go to the same place. We claim those regions if we flee from Arjuna in battle tomorrow. Otherwise, may we attain the everlasting realms of happiness. You know, otherwise they'll go to the heavenly planets. After taking his vow, Susharma and his brothers retired for the night, leaving Duryodhana enlivened and hopeful. Even if Susharma could not kill Arjuna, which seemed likely, he would at least give Drona the freedom he needed to capture Yudhishthira. Now, Duryodhana smiled at Karna. Perhaps he would not need to slay Arjuna after all. Between the promises of Drona and Susharma, it seemed the war would end in another way. The Kaurava prince did not care. As long as he emerged victorious by whatever means, that was all that mattered. He rose from his seat and swept out of the assembly with his head held high. Karna followed, grasping the hilt of his broad sword. Early on the 12th morning, news again reached Yudhishthira that Drona was intent on capturing him. He heard from the spies about Susharma's promise. When Arjuna was informed, he said to his brother, "Still you need not fear, O king. Here is Satyaki, my disciple and my equal, in every respect. He will remain by your side at all times. Even if I am away, you cannot be captured while he is present." Reassured, Yudhishthira issued orders for the day's battle. His forces were soon moving towards the fight, causing the earth to vibrate and raising clouds of dust as they proceeded in the formation shaped like an alligator. As soon as Arjuna appeared before him, Susharma, who stood ahead of the Kaurava army, challenged him. Bound by Kshatriya codes, Arjuna accepted the challenge and charged. The 30,000 warriors of the Samsaptikas and Trigartas immediately surrounded him as the rest of the Pandava forces moved on across the plain to engage with other Kaurava troops. Arjuna began a furious battle with those fearless warriors. They let out deafening roars and hurled their weapons at him. Hearing their elated shouts, Arjuna said to Krishna, "Just see, O son of Devaki, how these men who are about to fall in battle are transported with joy when really they should be weeping. Or perhaps they are happy as they see before them heaven's glowing regions, which can never be attained by cowards." Arjuna lifted his gold-encrusted celestial conch and let out a mighty blast. All four quarters were filled with the sound. Horses excreted and men fell from their chariots, so it's very loud. Others were paralyzed with fear and stood motionless for a few moments. When the sound died away, they regained their senses and again roared. Taking up their bows, they fired thousands of shafts fletched with conch feathers. In an instant, Arjuna had shot arrows to counter every one of his opponent's swift-coursing shafts. They fell in pieces to the ground. Arjuna pierced all the foremost charioteers who were bearing down on him. Susharma and his brothers responded with sharp, pointed arrows that struck Arjuna's arm and chest. A huge shower of other steel arrows fell on Arjuna's chariot like a swarm of black bees going towards a tree full of blossoms. Krishna drove the chariot and baffled the enemy attack. As he emerged from the hail of shafts, Arjuna fired razor-headed arrows that cut down his foe's standards. With arrows shot in swift succession, he slew the four horses of Sudama, one of Susharma's brothers, and then cut off his head. As the prince fell from his chariot, his four brothers increased the fury of their attack. Tens of thousands of other chariot fighters and horsemen hurled their weapons at him from all sides. At the same time, the Narayana army from Dwarka rushed into the fight with terrible cries. Arjuna was completely engaged in the battle as the rest of the Pandava forces met the Kauravas some distance away. With their forces arrayed in a formidable formation resembling an eagle, the Kauravas closed on their enemies. Drona, stationed at the head of the array, at once made for Yudhishthira. Satyaki charged Drona, releasing his swift shafts by the hundreds. He attacked the Kuru preceptor and rendered his two charioteers unconscious with a volley of arrows. Piercing his horses with even more arrows, he brought Drona's chariot to a halt. You know, hard to capture someone if you don't have a chariot to capture them with, right? Drona was filled with rage, and he gazed at his antagonist with bloodshot eyes. Considering that Satyaki's time had come, he shot a dozen snake-like shafts that sundered his bow and pierced his armor. Unperturbed, Satyaki grasped another bow and replied with 30 of his own arrows. They struck Drona, and he spun around in his chariot and dropped his bow. Seeing the preceptor hard-pressed by Satyaki, other Kaurava fighters came to his aid. At the same time, other Pandava warriors joined Satyaki, and a fierce general fight followed. Drona quickly regained his senses and fought on in a total rage. Thousands of Panchal and Matsya soldiers surrounded him, and he killed them all, including the two powerful princes, Satyajit and Satanika. Okay, so this ends this class for today.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.